There are lots of things that we can do to stay healthy, like eating nutritious foods and exercising, but getting an annual physical exam should also be a key part of your good health habits. We're going to learn about it today with Dr. Benjamin Connell, a doctor of osteopathic medicine and a board-certified family practitioner at West Florida Medical Group. This is Helmet of Health, the podcast from West Florida Healthcare. I'm Prakash Chandran. So, Dr. Connell, why exactly is it so important to schedule an annual exam?
The main thing with your health is to stay well and keep healthy. Anyone can diagnose a disease, but keeping someone well is what doctors should be doing. And in order to establish a personalized prevention plan, you need to get a regular checkup with your doctor.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So for the people that are listening to this that might not know, can you describe what a physical or an annual exam consists of?
We do a basic background check and discuss your medical history and find out a little bit about your habits, such as eating and exercise, smoking. Then we usually check your height, your weight, your blood pressure, and do a physical exam, which consists of examining your ears, eyes, nose, and throat, your heart, your lungs, your abdomen, extremities, and any other part of the body that may need attention or that you have issues with.
Okay, understood. And are there certain types of conditions that people are routinely tested for when they come in for their physical?
Yes, routinely check for heart, irregular heart rates, hypertension, routinely check for thyroid abnormalities, skin conditions, your dental health is important. And for me, since I'm an osteopathic physician, I'm looking at the musculoskeletal system to check your alignment of your body.
Okay, I see. And so, you know, I'm curious as to if a person is suspected of having a condition or illness when they come in for a physical, what happens? Do you give them medication right there? Do you give them a prescription? Talk a little bit about that.
If you come in and have condition XYZ, and of course, first of all, the doctor has to make the diagnosis. And so that's done by history and physical and an examination. And once we have a diagnosis, then we want to prove or make sure that we have the correct diagnosis. So we're usually going to order lab tests, urinalysis, maybe a chest x-ray, an EKG, general testing to confirm the diagnosis. Once that is done, we may or may not start medication depending on our assessment and the urgency of need for treatment.
Okay, and when should people start thinking about getting a physical exam? Is this recommended for people of all ages? Is there an age where you should stop getting the physical exam? Maybe talk a little bit about that.
When you're a young child, you usually see your pediatrician. So I'm not a pediatrician, so I see people in their teenage years and so forth. So usually we want to see someone before they reach 20 for their first physical exam, if they're normal. So we can get a baseline on their health. A lot of it depends on insurances. So, you know, Medicare has an annual wellness visit, which is covered by the insurance, and other insurance companies do as well. So if you have insurance and you have coverage, it would behoove you to do get that exam, because it can lend you to or help you or the doctor find out problems that you might not even know you have.
I see. And, you know, just in wrapping up here, what advice might you have for people to stay healthy year-round in between their visits?
One thing that's very important is controlling your stress and anxiety and trying to stay away from activities that are unhealthy, such as cigarette smoking, alcohol, and eating a proper diet, and trying to stay away from commercially prepared foods, fast foods, trying to eat more healthy, organic, and fruits and vegetables.
Okay, well, that's fantastic advice. Dr. Connell, I really appreciate your time today. That's Dr. Benjamin Connell, a doctor of osteopathic medicine and a board-certified family practitioner at West Florida Medical Group. Thanks for checking out this episode of Helmet of Health. Call 850-494-4600 or go to www.westfloridamedicalgroup.com to get connected with the provider. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your your social channels, and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.